Republican House Speaker Steve Swigum says there's one big reason he's glad the legislative session is finally over.
I can't wait for tomorrow because I get to start campaigning. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Swigum says Republicans will run on their record of tax cuts, more spending for education, and new spending this year on roads and bridges around the state. But House DFL Minority Leader Tom Pugh says Democrats will point out that Republicans wanted to use most of the budget surplus to cut income taxes, and that it took DFLers to put more money this year into schools, nursing homes, natural resources, and health care.
If you look at the track record of Republicans this past session, they overestimated what our economy can do. They overpromised what they could do for wealthy Minnesotans. And we think it's time that their majority should be overturned in the House of Representatives.
The struggle to control the legislature in this fall's election is even more important than usual. Every seat in the House and Senate is at stake, and the next legislature will do the once every 10-year redrawing of political districts, which will help determine which party controls state government until 2010. If you get an unusual amount of campaign literature in the mail and more knocks at the door than expected from candidates, that's why. It may also explain why Speaker Swigum says House Republicans will pledge to work with Governor Ventura on property tax reform next year. Swigum says Republicans have proven they can govern. He says now they want to prove they can get what they want in a tripartite system.
It seemed like much of this session, it was two against one, and we were the one, you know. We wanted more substantive profile learning reform. Basically, the Senate and the governor didn't. We were the one. You know, the same might be true with the tax cuts. The same might be true with right to know, whatever.
But if the House wants to prove it can get along, Senate DFLers will say they were the ones who can take credit for balancing the results of this year's session. And Minneapolis DFLer Larry Pogemiller, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, says the protracted debate over changes to the profile of learning shows Republicans aren't as moderate as they would have voters believe. Especially, Pogemiller says, House Republican Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty.
Representative Pawlenty, who wants to be governor of the state, has clearly demonstrated an inability to rise above the far right-wing agenda of this small group of people. That is scary. We have seen the future with Representative Pawlenty.
Pawlenty, who did side with supporters of the back-to-basics approach called the North Star Standard, says concern over the profile is coming from all points on the political spectrum, and that Republicans who oppose it can't necessarily be labeled right-wing.
It's just name-calling. It's like third-grade schoolyard behavior, and you know, usually when you see people who are that angry and fear, that angry, what's behind it is fear. And so I'd say to Senator Pogemiller, what are you afraid of?
Now that the longest legislative session in state history is finally over, you might think the debate over the profile, over the three-way budget surplus split, and over what to do with future surpluses is over. It's not. It's just beginning. And it's coming soon to your neighborhood. I'm Mike Mulcahy, Minnesota Public Radio, at the Capitol.